This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Degrees. It's probably around 12 or 13 degrees right now. And if the wind picks up here, it will be difficult to play in this stadium.
But if it doesn't, it's pretty nice right now.
Exactly.
For this time of year, this kind of day, it's pretty nice right now.
Yeah, exactly. Packers coming into this game. Six players would be held out due to injury. Jair Alexander went to IR this week. And, from what I understand, they'd have to make the Super Bowl for him to be able to come back and play. But at any rate, they're going forward. And, you know, if you look at coming off the Minnesota game, Rock, you give me your sense of what you saw this week in practice, because I was here yesterday, but you saw the whole week. That was a big game. A week ago, we're going into a huge game. You know, it's a playoff kind of game atmosphere. And, you know, you come up short in that game, and you wonder, okay, the next week, what do you have left? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they not only came up short, personal opinion, I didn't think they played well. They didn't give the Vikings their best shot. So what's done is done. And I thought this was the kind of practice week that built momentum. At the start of it, you know, that was okay. But by the end of it, I thought they were practicing well and the guys looked engaged, enthusiastic, and starting to look ahead again and realizing, yes, this on paper looks like a go out there, throw on the helmet, and just win the thing. I think because of the external factors, you know, it's a rivalry game. They want to get back on track and all that good stuff. I think they kind of got engaged in this thing.
Yeah, and certainly the Bears, it's hard to tell what they'll bring here today. But, you know, they play hard. And defensively, they gave Seattle all they could handle. They held them to 6 points. The offense didn't quite get it done, obviously, that night in Chicago. They've had an extra few days to get ready for this game here today. Hard to tell because it's going to be new next year. Okay, most of the I'll bet you maybe 40% of the Bears roster won't be back next year. And there'll be a new coach, there'll be a new coaching staff, and all kinds of things going on. And so you wonder what this team will bring here today.
You know, Wayne, when I look at situations like this, one team's still playing for something, the other team has nothing to play for save pride. Personal opinion, I think that's where it all begins. But when you look at situations like this and you think, well, the Bears are laying down. Say the Packers get off to a great start and are leading 21-0 at halftime or something like that, which I would love. But I think what happens is that when you get in the situations from the Bears' perspective, that you lose that collective energy that goes with everybody pulling on the same end of the rope, everybody with a common goal. And when you're hopelessly out of it and you've suffered through 10 straight losses, then it becomes more of an individual game and it just doesn't play. And when you're talking about competing in the greatest team sport ever invented, I think when people think, well, that team went out and laid down, not really laid down, but that energy that comes with everybody going after a common goal, you lose that.
You know, Rock, it's interesting, this game, and we're going to get to John Kuhn in just a moment. He's down there on the sidelines. But it gets to the thing I kept thinking about watching the tape of the Bears this week and all that. You know, you go back to that Washington game and you think, what would have happened had they won that game? Had the Hail Mary been broken up? That would have been a four-game winning streak. They'd be 5-2 going to Arizona. And, you know, they were in no shape to go to Arizona after losing that game.
And that was pretty much a self-inflicted error.
Yeah. And, you know, the way they – not only giving up the Hail Mary, but the way they gave it up. you know, so they never recovered from that. And there's such a fine line when you start winning or you start losing, and it's really hard to reverse course, isn't it?
Well, once that negative momentum builds, it can't help but – affect your confidence, like what's going to happen now. And then after that game you're referring to, after that game, not there long after, here comes the Packers, and it seemingly looks like they've pretty much run their way to a victory. Caleb Williams doing a good job with that. and DeAndre Swift. They had a pretty good running day. Might have been their best all season. And then on the final play, they get a field goal blocked.
Yeah.
Now, as things turned out, that's not unusual. They had three blocked this year. I mean, but it's not unusual. But still, it's kind of a crazy way to lose a game. And then the momentum really begins, and then you get the coach fired, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
Absolutely. John Kuhn, your impressions of the Bears, and what do you see when you watch the tape on them coming into this game?
Well, Larry said it best right there when he said a mess. It's been a hot mess for this team for the last 2.5 months, and, you go back and you see moments where they strained, where they fought, where they had valiant performances, taking the Vikings to overtime, almost beating the Green Bay Packers, almost beating the Detroit Lions, but they found ways to lose over and over and over again. And that stench that you create can be really hard to try and wipe it off. And I just wonder, when you get into these games, and I didn't play in a whole lot of these games, but when you get into the last game of the regular season, when the season is going to end, how do you come out and play? Brock, pride is a big thing in this sport. We will find out what kind of pride the Chicago Bears have today.
Hey, John, when it comes to the momentum factor, like the guys in the locker room this week have been talking about, hey, we want to clean some things up. We want to go into the playoffs on the right foot and so forth. Do you think what happens this afternoon will have an effect on what the Packers do moving forward? Is that momentum thing a tangible thing?
It can be, Rock.
Yeah.
It can be. It can be something that a team can, come off a performance at home against the Bears, productive, and they can use some of those good feels and get back into a heavy work week next week. You said it yourself. You come back off a game against the Vikings, you have a little bit of a hangover on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday you start to kick it into gear, and by the end of the week you're looking forward again. But you can come off a game like this, extending this winning streak against your greatest rival, the Chicago Bears. A great winning streak, by the way. Feel good about that going into Monday and Tuesday, and you can have a jump start on the week.
You know, guys, we were talking about this during the week. Why is this game important to the Packers? Well, you don't want to take the youngest team in the NFL into the playoffs on a two-game losing streak. Now, if you're Kansas City, like last year, you're playing kind of bad football in December, you can get to January and flip the switch. Why? Because you're a veteran team, you've won Super Bowls, you've got pelts on the wall, you can do that. Vince Lombardi's last Super Bowl team here in Green Bay, they lost their last two games, got beat by a bad Pittsburgh team on the last week of the regular season, and clicked it in the next week. They upset the best team in football that year, the Rams, and go on to the Super Bowl.
You're the only one in here old enough to remember all that.
And I was a kid at the time.
Wayne, I'll tell you what. I love that, type of enthusiasm. And when we look at this team, this Packers team, let's be honest. Where do they sit in the powers of the NFC? They're a good team. They're not very good yet because they haven't beaten a very good team. But they're not bad because they haven't lost to a team that they look better than on paper. They're going to play one of those teams again here today. And if they take care of business and they handle business, then they're going to get into one of those games starting next week. And you never know. One play, one series, one drive could be all it takes to flip a switch. And then all of a sudden you do beat one of those teams. And the momentum is real and carries weight in the second season.
Hey, John, what do you take away from the Viking game? I'm talking about from the Packers' perspective. What do you take away? What do they need to fix, clean up, whatever term you want to use, for today and beyond?
When you play a big-time game, everybody's got to come to play, and they got to play the whole 60 minutes. I thought the defense did a good job at the beginning of that football game keeping the Packers in it. The offense, unfortunately, didn't show up until the third quarter. That cannot happen when you play in big games. That especially can't happen when you play in big games on the road. The offense actually had some really good production later in that football game. But that, by about that time, the defense was dead tired and it was hard for them to get a stop. This team needs to play complementary football that includes Jordan Love, that includes creating turnovers, and if they can do that, they can beat anybody.
John, what are the conditions like down there this early morning?
Well, I'm glad you guys said, you know, for this time of year, it ain't too bad. It's cold, guys. It is cold down here, and I will give an early game MVP to Al Johnson and his crew, because it was merely an hour ago that they ripped this tarp off and had an inch of ice on this field. They did a great job cleaning this thing up. It's a really good surface. As we know, it'll be slick here at Lambeau, but guys, the weather shouldn't impact too much.
Hey, John, one last thing to talk to you about, because this is the NFL. Matt LaFleur being undefeated against the Packers' bitter rivals, the Chicago Bears. I mean, this is the NFL. How does that happen?
It's awesome. It's like the stars aligned. You got a good coach, you got a good team, and you're playing against your bitter rivals who just can't even get that one simple playoff. It's almost as if somebody wished upon a star, because we all felt it down there in Chicago after the bye. It felt like this thing's about to come to an end, but it was a fingertip by Carl Brooks to keep this thing going. It's magical, and I'll tell you, when you get on streaks like this, these players feel this. They don't want this thing to end, not on their watch.
All right, John. That'll do it for us.
Stay warm.
Stay warm down there. John's going to get some hot chocolate and maybe something even stronger than that.
Uh-oh. I won't tell. I won't tell if you won't.
I won't. No, nope, but right. There's a flask involved here. Let's send it back to Dennis Krause.
How do you think we get through the show? I mean, when we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Keller. This is the first time in the history of the long Packers-Bears series that the Packers will host the Bears in the season finale in back-to-back years. Packers won 17-9 last season in Week 18. It's the fourth time overall that the two have ended the regular season at Lambeau Field. The others, 2010 and 2020. If you're looking for an omen, 2010 obviously turned out to be a Super Bowl winning season. As these guys have talked about, the Packers have won 11 straight against the Bears. That's the longest winning streak by either team in the history of the series. And Matt LaFleur being 11-0 against the Bears, now he's the first coach in NFL history to win his first 11 games against the Bears. The Packers have won 8 straight here at Lambeau, 14 of the last 16. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. We're in the Miller Lite End Zone Bar by the north end zone at Lambeau Field, filling up nicely, and I don't think it has anything to do with our appeal. I think it's cold out. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. We're joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. And James, what motivates players more on a game like this, the rivalry or playoff seeding or just wanting to get it over with?
Oh, man, definitely not the rivalry when you're playing a team that's 4-34. what's up, fellas? Good morning. No, it's definitely the playoff seedings, man. And to be honest, what you did and what gets you the most excited is you know that it's right here. You know that it's really close. You know that you already punched your ticket. You know that it's really close. So you want to go out here and you want to play extremely well because you know the playoffs is around the corner, but you are more focused on seeding and making sure you are playing good football. So when you step into these playoffs, you got you some confidence.
Packers' likeliest first-round opponent is Philadelphia. The 2010 playoff run started at Philadelphia. James can tell you all about that. Second possibility is the Rams. Still a possibility is Tampa Bay. Mike Heller, when you look at the Packers' injury situation, obviously Wednesday the news broke about Jaire Alexander likely done for the season with his knee problem, had arthroscopic knee surgery Tuesday. Still have some hope that if the Packers get to the Super Bowl, he could come, but he was placed on injury reserve yesterday.
Yeah, it creates this whole, that'll be the seventh straight game today is that he misses. So they have become accustomed to playing without him, and today one of the other issues will be, and we'll get to it, inactives when we get there here in about 8 or 9 minutes, and that would be the wide receiver position because they added Romeo Doubs to the injury list yesterday with an illness. He's listed as questionable. Christian Watson was already on the questionable list. He had limited participation on Friday. And then you look at the total receiver list there, and it might be a very thin roster of active receivers when we find out the official actives here in just a little bit.
Well, and James, because you know so much about receivers, what's your take on all of that Mike just talked about?
Well, number one, to be honest with you, I really wouldn't even try to put Christian Watson out there today, in my humble opinion. Go out here and beat the Chicago Bears with the healthy bodies that we have because we are going to need him to go on a playoff run. I think he was one of the main key missing pieces last week, right? We did not have a guy that can really blow the top off the defense and help us stretch the field. So I would rest him and I would let the other young bulls go and let them eat and make sure that we're healthy going into the postseason.
Three Packers have been named to the Pro Bowl games. Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, Rashawn Gary. Moore might be named as alternates. Matt LaFleur, when asked about his approach to this game today, says, hey, we're playing to win. Luke Getsy, the former Bears offensive coordinator and Packers assistant, is helping the Packers out as a freelance consultant. Matt LaFleur says that Getsy is concentrating on the Packers' defense against opponents. With a recap of the Packers game last Sunday at Minnesota, here's Bill Schmidt.
The Packers won the toss and took the ball, looking to take over U.S. Bank Stadium to start. Five plays in, they did the exact opposite.
Here's the handoff. Jacobs again off the right side. Makes a good jump cut move around one man. And it fumbled the football, and the Vikings have recovered. Jacobs hit at the 40. Down he went. Ball came loose. Cam Bynum made the recovery. Minnesota football.
Green Bay's defense did hold firm off the turnover, allowing Brandon McManus to still put the Packers on the scoreboard first, up 3-0. But Sam Darnold hit Jalen Naylor, however, to put the first touchdown on the board for Minnesota and put the Vikings ahead 7-3 early in the second quarter. Trying to match the Vikings' score, the Packers went for it on 4th-and-2 at the Vikings' 23, but were turned away before Will Reichard made it 10-3 Vikings with 2:15 to play in the first half. Minnesota stole another three before the break when Reichard converted an additional kick, granted due to an offsides on Green Bay to close the first half. Jordan Addison scored to start the second, and all of a sudden it was 20-3 Vikings before the Packers finally got a play to go their way.
Low snap, Darnold Fields in a tight pocket, throws the left side, intercepted.
Yes!
Intercepted Carrington Valentine back the other way to the 40, to the 35, 30, right sidelines, cutting it back to the left, fumbles the football, recovered by Green Bay.
By Carl Brooks.
At the 16-yard line of Minnesota.
Always hustling Carl Brooks.
Carrington Valentine's second pick in 2 weeks set up the first Packers touchdown of the afternoon.
They mark it just outside the two. Bad spot. Under center, Jordan Love. And off to Jacobs again. Cutting left to the end zone. Reaching. Touchdown. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
The Vikings answered right back when Darnold hit Cam Akers to make it a 17-point lead once again. Reichard failed to make it a 20-point difference when he missed from 43 away. And with 9 minutes to play, the Packers' offense finally started to roll with a no-huddle drive ending with Emmanuel Wilson.
Love looks it over. Three receivers left. He takes, hands it off once again. This time Wilson to the end zone. Touchdown! Emmanuel Wilson gets it done with 6:12 to go in the game.
Romeo Doubs hauled in a 2-point conversion to make it a 9-point game with 6 minutes to go. And for the first time on the afternoon, the Vikings went 3-and-out, giving Green Bay life before Jordan Love gave him a real chance to steal it.
And Love takes, look right, looks left, throws left side, diving, grab. Is it a catch? It is a touchdown! A touchdown, Malik Heath! They beat Stephon Gilmore!
Malik Heath's second touchdown of the season made it a 2-point game with 2 minutes to go, but the Vikings converted a 3rd-and-2 at midfield, ending the game, giving the Vikings their 14th win on the season, a 27-25 victory over the Packers, and keeping their NFC North title hopes alive. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you, Bill. Just an addendum on Josh Jacobs. He has 14 rushing touchdowns this season, entered this weekend in a 5-way tie atop the NFL, 11 rushing touchdowns in the last 7 games. And Packers against the Bears here today, these two franchises have combined for 22 NFL titles, the Packers 13 and the Bears 9. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. This is WRJN with our longtime historic frequency AM 1400. But now you can hear the timeless hits and local news on FM as well. 99.9 FM throughout the city of Racine and 98.1 FM in southern Racine County and throughout Kenosha County. It's local news, it's timeless hits, it's everything you've come to expect from local radio. WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Bears, game day and actives are presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to health care, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Team. Scheduled now at ascension.org/WisconsinCare. Mike?
Well, the most interesting note on the actives, inactives is that Christian Watson is active today and Romeo Doubs is inactive. Hmm. So when you think of the four Packers receivers, which is five now, Watson is one of them. Then Reed, Heath, Wicks, and Melton. Romeo Doubs is down today. The full list of inactives: Quay Walker, Evan Williams, Zane Anderson, Brenton Cox, Andre Dillard, and Romeo Doubs, all inactive today.
Thank you, Mike. Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James, the Bears have lost 10 straight games, their second longest skid ever. If they lose today, it will be their longest in one season. Their longest losing streak is 14, stretched out over two seasons a few years ago. When you're a Packers team that is playoff bound and facing a team that has had so much trouble, what goes through your mind?
Before I answer that question, Mike, who is the inactives again? My goodness.
So Romeo Doubs is inactive. He was added to the injury report yesterday with an illness. So he is inactive, but Christian Watson is going to be up and available today. You had mentioned earlier when we started the program today, James, that you wouldn't play him today. But I think their numbers being limited, he had limited practice on Friday, DNP on Wednesday and Thursday. So I think it's interesting that he is up. Romeo Doubs probably necessitated that with his illness.
And some of the others, James, Quay Walker, Evan Williams, Zane Anderson, Brenton Cox Jr., those guys are all inactive.
Okay, okay. And now you said, what, Dennis, 10 loss team?
You know, when you're facing a Bears team that has obviously struggled, I mean, and Caleb Williams has been sacked 67 times, more than any other NFL quarterback. If you're the Packers entering this game, what's your mindset?
Your mindset is win and play well. You do not, and you always hate going into the playoffs with a loss, Dennis. And especially with us, this will be going into the playoffs with back-to-back losses. So you lose to a really good team in the Minnesota Vikings, and then you come home and you lose to a very, very bad team in the Chicago Bears. And then you want to walk into the playoffs and you want to go on the road, and you want to go on the road with some confidence, like we can beat anybody we play. I don't necessarily know that you can do that. Like Coach Mike McCarthy used to always tell us, that's called false confidence. Mm-hmm. So we need to find a way to play well today, whether they lost 10 straight, 20 straight, 2 straight. You need to find a way to go out here and finish the season strong and go into the playoffs. I'm really big on going into the playoffs with some type of momentum.
I've made a career of false confidence, by the way.
Hey, attaboy.
Thomas Brown, Mike, we thought had a shot at this job for the Bears head coaching job, but they have yet to win with him in charge. The Bears are looking for head coach for the fifth time since firing Lovie Smith after the 2012 season. I saw an article in the Chicago Tribune the other day where they quoted players about what the Bears need in a new coach. We need a culture shift, a man of his word. Obviously, we'll see what plays out, whether it's Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, or who. But the Bears have struggled.
Couple of notes. Tom Pelissero says that the Bears will interview Thomas Brown for the full-time job. Mike McCarthy, Adam Schefter on the TV program earlier said he's leaning towards McCarthy being safe in Dallas.
Come on,
so there are going to be some, there are going to be opportunities, and there are going to be conversations. There was even the reports out there that Steve Sarkisian, the head coach at Texas, will get interviews in the NFL for head coaching jobs as well. So tomorrow is, you know, the Black Monday. It's the day after. There will be coaching changes on the Dallas side. By the way, Dennis, they have until January 14th on Mike McCarthy's contract. So they have exclusive negotiating rights on McCarthy for 9 days after today's season finale. And then he would be willing or available to talk to anybody else if Dallas doesn't do it in the next week and a half.
A couple notables on the Bears inactives. Jenkins, the offensive lineman. Homer, the running back. They're both inactive. James, I want to probe a little bit more about the Bears and their handling of Caleb Williams, who was the number one pick in the draft. Caleb referred to the firing of Matt Eberflus as, quote, a stepping stone of development. Wouldn't say he's happy about it, but says it will help him grow. Now, in the first meeting in November at Soldier Field, Williams rushed for a career-high 90 yards at the time. When you look at Caleb Williams and the turmoil that he's gone through, James, how do you think he's managing through this?
I think he's doing the best he can, Dennis, to be honest with you. But I think for me, the main thing is I always look at the player first, right? Obviously, we can go straight to the coach, but I look at the player first. Caleb Williams has had his ups and downs, which as expected as a rookie. But he has not played lights out neither his rookie season. When you come in and you have a head coach and you go to three different offensive coordinators in 1 year, That's always tough. You know, two head coaches, I think two or three offensive coordinators, that's always tough. You want stability, but Caleb Williams could play better too. But watching Caleb Williams play, when he is playing and you see his highs look very, very special. When you see his lows are low. But when his highs are a superstar quarterback in the National Football League. So I think he's juggling it fine. I just want to see the young fella control his emotions a little bit more, because this is not college. Nobody cares about body language. This is the National Football League. Nobody cares about pouting. We care about you playing well and win. So as a young player, he has to develop, you know, how to really, you know, work on his emotions during games and all that. But other than that, you know, I think he's handling it all right.
Later this half hour, Wayne and Larry have a special guest on this program. For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. The Bears haven't beaten the Packers since 2018, Matt Nagy's first year as coach. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry. Yes! Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Bears today. Let's go up to the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth. Wayne and Larry have a special guest. Wayne?
And we have a very special guest, Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, director, producer, star of the upcoming film Green and Gold. Craig T. Nelson is with us. Green and Gold hits the theaters on the 31st of January.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about this project. What brought you to the heartland again?
Yeah, well, we shot in Wisconsin, and it's a story about a small farm, generational farm, organic farmer, wants to do it the real way, the old way, and he's losing it. You know, he can't afford, he's marginalized, and so he ends up making a bet with a banker about the Packers' playoffs chances, and he basically stakes the farm on the hopes that the Packers are going to come through. So it's a story of love and hope and a generational story. And really, I think a story of what's going on here. But more than that, it's the heartland. It's the feeling. It's the Packer feeling.
And a lot
it's
of
family.
It was shot up in where? Door County, right?
Or Door County, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it was, for me, it was just a wonderful opportunity. And I was so proud and pleased to be a part of it.
Now, Craig, you have farming in your blood, don't you?
Yeah, my great-grandfather, Gulbrand Nielsen, he was Lutheran, you know.
You spent some time in Wisconsin.
He was Lutheran.
Lutheran.
And we had a lot of Polishkor and Lefsa. And anyway, he came over. 1848 is when they left out of Bergen, but they're from Ringsaker. And I went back to the original family farm. And he fought in the Civil War here, and then he was given 40 acres as part of that service. So he settled in Ettrick, Wisconsin, and then moved to Volga, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And the family farm is still there. And I was raised with that kind of tradition, and was able to take my kids back to the family farm. Still going.
Wow.
And so it's quite familiar.
That's got to be something. And you know, the thing you mentioned, you've done so many things. Coach is the one I remember the most. Yeah. And, you know, I want to ask you about that. But you made the statement the other night that you wanted to do something. This project appealed to you because it was something that would make a statement. This was a statement project for you. This was something you wanted to leave something that meant something.
Yeah, to my grandkids. I wanted to remind them that there's heart and spirit in this country still. And as you get older, you look at it, this country, and I'm so proud and pleased of the heartland and the feeling of not only patriotism, but community, family, and what that means. And this film, and I think how I was brought up in Spokane, Washington, that was what we had as our tradition, is our backup. And I for me, it's such an honor not only to be here at Packers Lambeau Field and with the Packers, which I grew up with, but just as a representative of a film that speaks to the language of the heart. Mm-hmm. And I want to see, I think we're losing some of that, and I want to do whatever I can to reinstate it, just to make us aware of it.
Absolutely.
Craig, the character you play in Green and Gold, Buck, the farmer, are you like him at all in real life?
Oh, yeah, there's so many. I get curmudgeonly, you know, I'm angry a lot. And if the Packers aren't winning, you know, I can throw a good football at the TV set. So, you know, yeah, no, it's it was so reminiscent of the way I was raised. And, that's how I associate, I connect with it. And there's such value in that.
And, you know, when you have a long career as you did and so many successes, there's always one thing that maybe sticks out that everybody remembers you for. I personally remember you for your role in Coach as Hayden Fox, a long run that was a great show. It was a fun show. You were the coach of a college football team and eventually a pro football team, I think, as it went on. I'm not sure if that happened. Yeah. And you, do you find that you get kind of locked into that kind of role? Is that something you as an actor have to kind of guard against or work around?
No, I've been really fortunate in that way. I've been able to diversify, if you will.
Sure.
It's kind of like a used car. I go from one lot to the other. It's still got four wheels and a couple of hubcaps. But, you know, as I get on. No, I've been very fortunate that I haven't been necessarily.
You haven't been typecast.
Typecast. Yeah. Perhaps that, you know, however you attribute that, I'm just really blessed and fortunate to have a career this late and to be able to do something like this.
When you're playing Coach, and we all remember the TV show, when you're playing a coach, do you have a role model in mind?
Yeah.
Because those coaches, they're a different breed. Did you have a role model?
Yeah, there was, Hayden Fry from Iowa, which he was kind of patterned after.
Yeah.
But Frank Cush, do you remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Frank Cush had a, there was a mean streak in
Frank. Arizona State, right?
Yeah, Arizona State. And those were the days when you could kind of bash people around, and I'm talking about players and probably his kids. I don't But Frank Cush and, I think Hayden Fry, who I got to know very well, but I also later on when we did, when they went pro on the show, the Orlando Magic, I spoke a lot with George Allen, and I got to be really good friends with him. So those guys kind of mentored me in a way, and I was fortunate because I got a chance to meet so many great players and coaches. So it wasn't very hard.
All right. I keep wanting to call you Coach.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Hayden Fox, how would he fix the Bears?
Well, he's probably higher on as a coach. Hopefully they'd call him, and then he'd get Luther involved in some way. But
Jerry Van Dyke, right?
Jerry Van Dyke. Jerry would turn that team around, and they'd all probably leave and disband. It's wonderful. That tradition, the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, is such an important tradition, and they're such an important team. And I think they have certainly the fundamental, you know, the team itself is set up really well to perform really well. So it's just going to be a matter of time, just a little bit more. You know.
I heard you, Craig, rehearsing for the national anthem.
Yeah.
Sounded great. With all the things you've done, how did you work in the singing thing? Do you do the national anthem a lot? How does that work out?
I've never done it before in my life. it's absolutely terrifying, Larry. I mean, you know, when you got to go out there and hit the right note, because that thing, that traverses quite a lot of territory, and I got to hitch up my pants to get to the land of the free, but, you know. they asked, and I had to audition for it, which I loved. I thought they were going to, you know, say no, come on. And they said yes. So I've been, you know, rehearsing. on the plane, in the lobby of the hotel. In fact, I can't go back to my room. They won't let me back. They're a little sick and tired of hearing, Jose, can you see at 3 in the morning? No, it's such an honor. I'm so overwhelmed, you know, and I'm very fortunate to be here.
All those years in L.A., you're still a Packers fan.
Oh, how can you not be? You know, you can't take Wisconsin out of the bowl. You know?
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Craig T. Nelson, all the best with the movie.
Thank you very much,
Wayne. I saw a rough cut of it, and it is an outstanding. The woman who plays your granddaughter in that movie is unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't she great?
Unbelievably good. The movie, folks, is phenomenal. And does it hit at Wisconsin? Yes. And I've told Packers executives this, because the Green Bay Packers got behind it to help get it to the theaters. I said, if you're going to back, if you're the Green Bay Packers, you're going to get into the film business, you get in with this film more than any other. It really is well done.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Wonderful. It is. Congratulations.
Craig, all the best to you. Great meeting you.
Thank you, young fella. You look like you'd still play, babe.
Maybe cornerback. I'd be the slowest one in the league, but maybe cornerback.
Thank
Craig,
you, guys.
Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck with the national anthem.
Yeah, really. I need it. Thank you.
All right.
Go Pack.
All right. You got it. Dennis, we'll send it back to you.
Thanks, guys, very much. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers preview, Lambeau Field, Packers and Bears. NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Edgerrin Cooper, the Packers' rookie linebacker, has made 9 tackles for losses this season, most in the NFL. And the Packers' defense has allowed only 13 plays of 30 yards or more, the third fewest of any team. One-on-One is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Second-year tight end Tucker Kraft has put together a very good sophomore season with the Packers. He's second on the team in receptions and yards. He's also one of the go-to interviews in the locker room. He shares how the team is focused in on the finish and the playoffs. Here is Mike Heller.
No doubt there is disappointment in the Packers locker room coming off the loss at Minnesota last Sunday. That, however, is not the focus for Packers second-year tight end Tucker Kraft, who knows exactly what the focus is today with Chicago.
I want to see juice. You know, I want to see us out there right away, you know, getting the ball to our back, letting him just be him, you know, and then, you know, get some flavor going in the next couple drives and just execute. We're not asking for perfection, but just each guy to do their job one play at a time.
And how important is the beginning of today's game, getting off to a quick start to set the table for what's to come?
We need to come into this game, all cylinders clicking, like you just said, fast, early, and often. We need to execute on every opportunity just to, you know, give this, like you said, springboard into the next bout of games we're about to face.
That's Tucker Kraft. Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And, of course, the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. Don's in touch with everything Racine, from the Civic Theater to the Civic Band to the museum, the library, and all kinds of history. Make plans to join Don Rosen weekday mornings as he talks to your friends and neighbors. It's 6 to 9 a.m. on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.